I'm creeping out of the house. Outside. And the stars are so bright, I don't need a torch. I'm creeping along. And every sense is awake. I've got the cold night air on my face. And an owl is hooting. And everybody else in the village is asleep. So I'm walking and tiptoeing along the alleyway, past the flowers. Now, as a child, I used to have to dodge the cowpats as I walked down this alleyway. There are no cowpats here anymore. It's cobbled now. As a child, it used to slightly spook me out walking down this alleyway in the dark, because there are some bushes just on my left. There's a barn on my right. And just on my left, just dodging a lavender bush there. So on my left here, it's not there any longer, but there was a cow shed. And the cows used to be mooing softly. And right in front of me is Monsieur Maurice Bouquier. I'm talking very quietly because I don't want to wake him up, because he's almost 90 now. So when I first came here, he would have been probably in his early 60s. Oh, there's a dog who's heard me walking along. It's interesting because there are no street lights here whatsoever, except one, right in La Place, you see, here. The village has changed, but the bakery is still here. Madame Pla, who lived on the right-hand side here, she passed away. Her mother passed away a long time ago. She's now in a home, in a maison de retraite. And all around me there are these beautiful stone houses with shutters closed, all made in 1860s, 1850s. I feel safe now. I've just stepped into the square and there's this orange light. And as a child, this is what I would do. I would creep out of bed and walk round to the bakery. In effect, the bakery is one over from the house, but to get here, you have to walk a little further round. As I would get here, the bakery would be open and they would be making the bread. This morning, the bakery isn't open yet. They're making the bread late today. So now I just have to wait for the baker to get up, because I think he's already been to bed, to wait for his bread to rise.